In the heart of Florence during the Renaissance, two souls destined for each other, Isabella and Matteo, first crossed paths. Isabella, a gifted artist, found her muse one spring morning in the bustling Piazza della Signoria, where she sketched the lively scenes of her beloved city. Unbeknownst to her, Matteo, a young scholar with a passion for poetry, noticed her from afar, captivated by her focus and the graceful movements of her hands. Their first conversation sparked over a misplaced sketchbook that Matteo found and returned to Isabella. As they talked, they discovered a shared love for art and literature. Their meetings became frequent, filled with long walks along the Arno River, discussions about Michelangelo's sculptures, and shared dreams of a future where art and love could flourish. As their affection deepened, so did the challenges they faced. Matteo was of humble origin, a scholar supported by a patron, while Isabella was the daughter of a wealthy merchant, promised to another in a bid to enhance her family's status. Despite the looming promise of separation, their love grew stronger, each stolen moment more precious than the last. Determined to forge their own path, Isabella and Matteo planned a daring escape on the eve of her betrothal. Under the cover of night, they fled to Venice, where they married in a quiet ceremony by the Grand Canal, vowing to dedicate their lives to each other and to their arts. In Venice, they found their haven, opening a small studio where Isabella painted and Matteo wrote poetry inspired by their adventures and enduring love. Years passed, and the couple became renowned not just for their individual talents but for the love that seemed to imbue everything they created. Isabella's paintings, vibrant and emotive, and Matteo's poems, profound and touching, captured the hearts of all who witnessed them. They were not just creations, they were manifestations of love and life's beauty as seen through the couple's eyes. In their old age, sitting together by the lapping waters of the canal, Isabella and Matteo looked back on a life well lived, a testament to the power of love overcoming all obstacles. Their story, passed down through generations, became a legend, celebrated as one of the greatest love stories of all time, immortalized in art and poetry, just as their love had immortalized them.